Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Guadeloupe Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, World War II and Guadeloupe under Vichy control, 1940 to 1943. As the world plunged into war in 1939, the Caribbean found itself entangled in the global conflict in ways that were both direct and indirect. Guadeloupe, still a French colony, was drawn into World War II when France fell to Nazi Germany in June 1940. With the creation of the Vichy government, an authoritarian regime that collaborated with Nazi Germany, Guadeloupe and other French Caribbean territories were placed under the control of a colonial administration that swore allegiance to Marshal Philippe Pétain. The years between 1940 and 1943 were marked by oppression, economic hardship, political tension, and a burgeoning resistance movement that sought to reclaim the island's sovereignty under Free France and Charles de Gaulle. The Vichy regime in Guadeloupe. The collapse of France in 1940 had immediate consequences for Guadeloupe. The island, like other French territories, was faced with a split in loyalty. Should it remain under the control of the pro-German Vichy regime or align itself with Free France? The resistance movement led by General Charles de Gaulle. Under the orders of Admiral Georges Robert, the Vichy government imposed strict control over Guadeloupe. The island's governor, Constant Sorin, enforced Vichy's policies with an iron fist, suppressing dissent and imposing authoritarian rule. Press censorship, political persecution, and a sharp decline in civil liberties defined life under Vichy. Anyone suspected of supporting the Free French forces or resistance activities risked imprisonment or worse. The economic situation in Guadeloupe worsened significantly during this time. With France itself occupied and shipping routes severely disrupted by German U-boats patrolling the Atlantic, supplies from the metropole became increasingly scarce. Rationing of food and essential goods was implemented, leading to a dramatic increase in black market activities. The suffering of the local population was compounded by exploitative colonial policies that prioritized the needs of the French administration over those of Guadeloupeans. The emergence of resistance. Despite the oppressive rule of the Vichy regime, resistance movements began to take shape in Guadeloupe. Many local intellectuals, political activists, and members of the working class were inspired by de Gaulle's call to arms and sought ways to subvert Vichy's control. One of the most influential resistance figures in Guadeloupe was Paul Valentino, who coordinated clandestine activities against the Vichy administration. He and other freedom fighters disseminated anti-Vichy propaganda, facilitated the escape of dissidents, and sabotaged communication networks to disrupt the regime's operations. Another crucial aspect of the resistance was the role played by the black and mixed-race population, who had already been struggling for political recognition and civil rights. The oppression under Vichy galvanized their determination to fight against not only foreign fascism, but also the remnants of colonial subjugation. Economic hardships and social unrest. As the war dragged on, economic conditions in Guadeloupe continued to deteriorate. The lack of imports led to food shortages, rising inflation, and an increase in poverty. Farmers and workers found themselves at odds with the Vichy-aligned colonial authorities, who prioritized French settlers and administrators over the needs of the local population. Many Guadeloupeans resorted to bartering and smuggling to survive. The deteriorating situation caused mounting frustration, and by 1942, small-scale protests and strikes had begun to emerge. Though brutally suppressed, these demonstrations revealed the deep resentment among Guadeloupeans toward the colonial administration. The repression only served to strengthen the resolve of the growing resistance movement. The liberation of Guadeloupe, 1943. By mid-1943, the tides of war had begun to shift in favor of the Allied forces. The Allied invasion of North Africa in late 1942 weakened the Vichy government's grip on its colonies. Sensing that defeat was imminent, the pro-Vichy administration in Guadeloupe found itself increasingly isolated. On July 14, 1943, following a coordinated effort between Free French forces and local resistance groups, Guadeloupe declared its allegiance to Free France. Governor Constant Sorin, facing immense pressure, was forced to step down, and Governor Pierre Ebou, a staunch ally of de Gaulle and an advocate for colonial reform, was appointed to oversee the transition. With Guadeloupe officially joining Free France, the island's population celebrated what was seen as both a victory against fascism and a step toward greater self-determination. Though the war was far from over, the removal of the Vichy regime was a symbolic triumph that invigorated the political consciousness of Guadeloupeans. The aftermath, a new political consciousness. The fall of Vichy control in Guadeloupe marked the beginning of a more politically aware and active society. The resistance efforts during World War II laid the groundwork for later movements toward full French citizenship, greater political autonomy, and eventually, the push for departmentalization in 1946. While World War II had been a time of great suffering and oppression for Guadeloupe, it also forged a new sense of unity and resistance among its people. The courage of those who fought against Vichy rule remains an integral part of the island's history, a testament to the resilience and determination of a people who refused to be silenced. Chapter 10, Becoming an Overseas Department, 1946. Introduction, A New Era for Guadeloupe. The end of World War II heralded a period of significant political change across the French colonial empire. Having endured wartime hardships under Vichy rule, the people of Guadeloupe emerged with a renewed sense of identity and political consciousness. The 1946 transformation of Guadeloupe from a colony to an overseas department of France was a watershed moment, signaling the beginning of a new relationship with the French Republic. While this status change was seen as a step toward equality and integration, it also sparked debates about autonomy, cultural identity, and economic dependence. Post-war political awakening and calls for change. Following Guadeloupe's liberation from Vichy control in 1943, the island underwent a political reawakening. The return of Charles de Gaulle as the leader of Free France reinforced the notion that all French territories should share in the democratic ideals of liberty and equality. For Guadeloupeans, this meant the possibility of full citizenship rights, economic opportunities, and political representation in Paris. Political activism surged as workers, former resistance fighters, and intellectuals pushed for reform. The French Communist Party, PCF, which had been active in the resistance, gained significant influence and supported the integration of Guadeloupe as a department. Meanwhile, socialist and independent movements debated the island's future. Was full departmentalization the right path, or should Guadeloupe strive for more autonomy? The 1946 law, Assimilation or Opportunity. On March 19, 1946, the French National Assembly passed a law converting Guadeloupe, along with Martinique, Réunion, and French Guiana, into overseas departments. The decision was championed by M. Césaire, a Martinican intellectual and politician, and supported by many Guadeloupean leaders who saw departmentalization as a means to secure economic development and civil rights. However, while the change ended Guadeloupe's status as a colony, it did not eliminate all remnants of colonial rule. Many French officials and plantation elites continued to exert control, and economic disparities remained. The law promised equal rights, better wages, access to social services, and representation in the French Parliament, but the reality was more complex. Economic and social transformations. One of the primary promises of departmentalization was the improvement of Guadeloupe's economic infrastructure and living conditions. Public investment in healthcare, education, and transportation expanded, leading to modernized cities and growing industrial sectors. French civil service jobs provided employment opportunities that were previously unavailable, and Guadeloupeans began migrating to France in greater numbers in search of work. Despite these benefits, the transition also deepened Guadeloupe's economic dependency on France. While departmentalization ended the exploitative colonial system in theory, in practice, Guadeloupe remained reliant on French subsidies and imported goods. Agriculture, once the backbone of the island's economy, declined as sugar production became less profitable. Many Guadeloupeans faced unemployment and social instability, leading to tensions and frustrations. Cultural and political struggles, the question of identity. While departmentalization granted Guadeloupeans full French citizenship, it also raised concerns about cultural assimilation. The island's rich Creole heritage, shaped by African, Indian, and European influences, risked being overshadowed by metropolitan French policies and values. Efforts to maintain Creole language, traditions, and music faced opposition from French administrators who sought to standardize education and governance. Schools taught primarily in French, limiting the use of Creole languages, and official institutions promoted a vision of French universalism that often dismissed the unique identity of the island's people. Political movements advocating for greater autonomy or independence gained traction in the following decades. While some believed that remaining part of France provided stability, others argued that departmentalization perpetuated economic dependence and stifled local governance. Resistance and unintended consequences. By the 1950s and 1960s, labor strikes and protests highlighted the frustrations of Guadeloupean workers who felt that departmentalization had failed to deliver true equality. Many public workers, despite being French citizens, were paid less than their metropolitan counterparts. The gap between rich and poor widened, fueling resentment against the French government's handling of economic policies. In response, political figures and grassroots activists pushed for economic reforms, wage parity, and greater autonomy. The Union Générale des Travailleurs de Guadeloupe, UGG, emerged as one of the most vocal labor unions, demanding economic justice and preserving Guadeloupean cultural identity in the face of continued French influence. Conclusion: a complex legacy. The transformation of Guadeloupe into an overseas department in 1946 was a momentous event that redefined its political and economic trajectory. While it granted legal and social benefits, it also reinforced economic dependency and cultural tensions that continue to shape the island's struggles today. Decades later, Guadeloupe remains an integral part of France, yet the debate over its future persists. Departmentalization provided security and modernization, but the cost was a loss of economic sovereignty and a long-standing struggle for cultural recognition. The fight for equality, identity, and autonomy remains a defining issue in Guadeloupean society, a testament to its complex history and resilient people. Chapter 11, Political Turmoil and the Rise of Nationalism, 1950s to 1980s. Introduction: the aftermath of departmentalization. Following Guadeloupe's transformation into an overseas department of France in 1946, the island underwent profound economic, social, and political shifts. While departmentalization brought infrastructural improvements, expanded public services, and economic support from France, it also entrenched economic dependency, social inequalities, and cultural tensions. The 1950s through the 1980s were marked by waves of political turmoil, growing nationalist sentiments, labor unrest, and demands for autonomy. During this period, Guadeloupean society wrestled with the contradictions of being part of France while simultaneously seeking greater self-governance and cultural recognition. Post-departmentalization discontent, economic and social challenges. Despite the promises of departmentalization, the economic disparity between metropolitan France and Guadeloupe remained significant. While France continued to invest in infrastructure, public education, and healthcare, the benefits were unevenly distributed. Many Guadeloupeans, particularly those working in agriculture and industry, faced low wages, lack of job security, and continued reliance on imported goods. The sugar industry, once the backbone of Guadeloupe's economy, saw a steady decline, leading to widespread unemployment and poverty. Socially, Guadeloupeans struggled with the imposition of French policies that marginalized local identity. The French government's emphasis on assimilation led to tensions, as Creole culture, language, and traditions were often undervalued in public institutions. Schools primarily taught in French, Creole languages were discouraged, and official celebrations often emphasized France's national history over Guadeloupean heritage. These cultural erasures further fueled a growing nationalist movement. The birth of Guadeloupean nationalism. As economic grievances and cultural suppression intensified, nationalist and independence movements gained traction in Guadeloupe. Inspired by decolonization struggles in Africa and the Caribbean, political groups began advocating for self-determination and greater autonomy from France. Among the most prominent organizations were Union Populaire pour la Libération de la Guadeloupe, UPLG, a militant nationalist group advocating for full independence from France. Mouvement Independentiste Guadeloupine, MIG, a political party pushing for economic self-sufficiency and cultural sovereignty. The Communist Party of Guadeloupe, PCG, while aligned with leftist politics in France, it supported local worker movements and greater autonomy. Throughout the 1960s and 1970s, demonstrations, riots, and strikes became increasingly common. Guadeloupeans voiced their frustrations over continued economic disparity, racial discrimination, and the lack of political representation in French decision-making processes. The labor movement also played a significant role in these protests, as workers sought better wages, fairer working conditions, and protections against exploitation. Labor movements and strikes, resistance against colonial capitalism. One of the defining features of Guadeloupe's nationalist struggles was the role of labor unions and worker activism. Unions such as the Union Générale des Travailleurs de Guadeloupe, UGG, became powerful forces in fighting economic exploitation. Major strikes and protests included 1967 Pointe-à-Pitre Uprising, a pivotal moment in Guadeloupean history. This protest was fueled by racial tensions, economic inequalities, and frustrations with the French government. The French police responded with violence, killing several demonstrators and further radicalizing nationalist movements. 1971 Agricultural Workers' Strike. Plantation workers demanded fair wages and an end to exploitative labor practices, highlighting the enduring economic dependence on France. 1980s Public Sector Strikes. Civil servants and educators protested wage disparities between Guadeloupean and metropolitan French workers, emphasizing continued economic inequities. These movements not only showcased the economic struggles of Guadeloupeans, but also reinforced the call for greater autonomy and self-governance. Repression and French government response. The growing nationalist fervor in Guadeloupe was met with strong opposition from the French government. Authorities implemented measures to suppress independence movements, including censorship of nationalist publications and radio broadcasts, surveillance and imprisonment of political activists, heavy police and military presence to suppress demonstrations. Despite these repressive tactics, nationalist leaders continued to push for economic reforms, cultural recognition, and political sovereignty. While full independence remained elusive, these efforts paved the way for increased political representation and economic reforms in the later decades. Cultural renaissance and the assertion of identity. Amidst political unrest, the 1970s and 1980s also saw a revival of Guadeloupean culture as artists, musicians, and writers sought to reclaim and celebrate their identity. Music and literature. The rise of Guoka music, a genre rooted in African traditions and resistance, became an anthem for the nationalist cause. Writers such as Edouard Glissant and Maurice Condé used literature to critique colonialism and explore themes of identity and resistance. Education and language. Activists pushed for the inclusion of Creole languages in schools and official discourse, challenging the dominance of French cultural policies. The role of religion. Churches and spiritual leaders played a key role in resistance movements, advocating for justice and community solidarity. This cultural renaissance was instrumental in reinforcing Guadeloupeans' sense of pride and belonging, shaping the continued struggle for self-determination. Conclusion: the road to the future. By the late 1980s, Guadeloupe had undergone immense political and social transformation. While full independence had not been achieved, the period of political turmoil and rising nationalism left a lasting impact on the island's governance, economy, and cultural identity. The struggle for economic justice, cultural preservation, and political autonomy continued into the 1990s and beyond, as Guadeloupeans sought to redefine their place within the French Republic. The lessons from this era remain relevant today, as the island grapples with questions of economic dependence, political representation, and national identity. The voices of labor activists, nationalist leaders, and cultural figures continue to shape Guadeloupe's future, proving that the fight for self-determination is far from over. Chapter 12, Modern Economic Challenges and Social Shifts, 1990s to 2000s. Introduction: a new era of economic and social evolution. As Guadeloupe entered the final decade of the 20th century, the island faced a complex landscape of economic dependency, globalization, and social transformation. The struggles for autonomy and cultural identity that defined the previous decades continued, but they were now intertwined with new challenges. Economic shifts, labor disputes, urbanization, and evolving political structures reshaped Guadeloupean society in the 1990s and early 2000s. This chapter explores the key economic struggles, social movements, and political debates that characterized Guadeloupe during this transformative period. It also examines the effects of globalization, the tourism boom, environmental concerns, and the continued fight for economic equality and cultural preservation. Economic dependence and struggles in the 1990s. The legacy of departmentalization. Despite the benefits of being an overseas department of France, Guadeloupe remained economically dependent on the metropole. French subsidies and public sector jobs provided stability, but they also limited local economic autonomy. The high cost of living, economic inequality, and unemployment rates remained persistent issues. Many Guadeloupeans, particularly the youth, found themselves caught between limited job opportunities on the island and the prospect of migrating to metropolitan France in search of better prospects. Decline of the agricultural sector. For centuries, Guadeloupe's economy was based on sugarcane and banana production, but by the 1990s, these industries were in decline. Global competition, European Union trade policies, and reduced subsidies led to widespread job losses in the agricultural sector. Many small farmers struggled to compete with larger corporations, further exacerbating rural poverty. In response, the French government implemented subsidized aid programs, but these measures were often seen as temporary solutions rather than long-term strategies for economic sustainability. The decline of agriculture pushed Guadeloupe toward greater reliance on tourism and the service sector, creating new economic dependencies and challenges. The rise of tourism and economic diversification. As agriculture declined, tourism emerged as one of Guadeloupe's most important industries. By the 2000s, the island had established itself as a premier Caribbean destination, attracting visitors from France, Europe, and North America. Opportunities and challenges in tourism. Economic growth. The influx of tourists created jobs in hotels, restaurants, and transportation, providing economic opportunities for many Guadeloupeans. Environmental concerns. Rapid tourism expansion led to concerns about overdevelopment, pollution, and the degradation of natural resources. Cultural impact. The tourism industry raised questions about cultural authenticity. While it provided financial benefits, it also risked commodifying Creole traditions for commercial purposes. Despite these challenges, tourism became an integral part of Guadeloupe's economy, and local leaders sought to balance economic growth with environmental and cultural preservation. The general strikes and labor movements of the 2000s. As economic disparities deepened, labor unions and activists intensified their demands for better wages, lower costs of living, and greater economic justice. One of the most defining moments of the early 21st century was the 2009 general strike, which highlighted widespread frustration among Guadeloupeans. Key events of the 2009 general strike. Triggered by high costs of living, Guadeloupeans faced rising prices on essential goods, particularly food, fuel, and housing. Led by the LKP, Lyanage Kant Poifetacien, this coalition of labor unions, political groups, and social activists spearheaded the strike, calling for economic justice and the end of corporate profiteering. Mass mobilization. The strike lasted 44 days, bringing the island's economy to a standstill and drawing international attention. Government concessions. Under immense pressure, the French government agreed to wage increases and measures to reduce the cost of living, but many Guadeloupeans remained skeptical of long-term commitments. The 2009 strike underscored deep-rooted economic frustrations and the persistence of colonial-era inequalities in Guadeloupe's economy. It also strengthened local activism and fueled ongoing debates about autonomy and economic sovereignty. Social and cultural shifts in the 1990s and 2000s. Urbanization and changing lifestyles. The late 20th century and early 21st century saw significant urban expansion, as more Guadeloupeans moved to cities in search of work and modern conveniences. However, urbanization also brought challenges such as housing shortages, traffic congestion, and social disparities. Education and youth perspectives. Guadeloupe's younger generation faced unique challenges and opportunities. While many benefited from access to higher education and opportunities in metropolitan France, Others struggled with limited job prospects on the island. Youth movements played a key role in labor protests and cultural preservation efforts, bridging the gap between past struggles and future aspirations. The resurgence of Creole identity. The 1990s and 2000s saw a revival of Creole culture, as more Guadeloupeans sought to reclaim their heritage. Language. Efforts were made to introduce Creole into education and public discourse. Music and arts. Artists, musicians, and writers celebrated Guadeloupean identity through literature, film, and performances. Political expression. Many autonomy advocates linked cultural preservation to political independence, arguing that Guadeloupe's identity should not be subordinated to French assimilation. Conclusion: an island at a crossroads. The economic and social transformations of the 1990s and 2000s left Guadeloupe at a critical crossroads. While tourism and service industries provided new opportunities, economic inequalities persisted. The general strikes and labor movements revealed a society deeply engaged in the fight for justice and self-determination. As Guadeloupe entered the 21st century, the debate over economic independence, cultural identity, and political autonomy remained as relevant as ever. Would Guadeloupe continue as an integral part of France, or would calls for greater sovereignty gain momentum in the years to come? The struggles and achievements of this period laid the foundation for the island's future challenges and aspirations.